Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 14th March 2022. Top stories for today. Finance Minister Dato Sri Tengku Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz earlier today told the Dewan Rakyat that the Malaysian government will be forced to cover for billions of ringgit in shortfall to repay 1MDB debts. Tengku Zafrul said this is even after receiving future settlements and asset recoveries, as the remaining commitment to 1MDB debts involving its principal and interest payments stood at 38.8 billion ringgit. Malaysia's daily COVID-19 caseload continues dropping, with a total of 22,535 new cases reported by the Health Ministry yesterday. Meanwhile, there were another 87 deaths recorded, including 25 who were brought in dead. The Ministry of Health reported a total of 384 people in the COVID-19 ICU, with 222 of them in need of ventilator assistance. Currently, there are 6 states and federal territories with more than 50% usage of their ICU beds. On the international front, as Russia continues to invade Ukraine, the fourth round of peace talks between Ukraine and Russia is scheduled to be held virtually today. On the updates of the 17th day of the Russian invasion, in a move to isolate Ukraine from international maritime trade, Russian naval forces have established a distant blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea coast. On another news, at the International Civil Aviation Organization, Australia and the Netherlands has begun a joint legal action against Russia over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 8 years ago. Under Article 84 of the Convention on International Civil Aviation, the joint action is separate to the Dutch murder trial for the 4 suspects over their individual criminal responsibility. And Russia seeks military aid equipment, including drones, as well as economic assistance from China in Ukraine, according to a US official. The official, however, declined to detail China's response, but indicated that the Chinese had responded. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.